KO4CEF, mobile on Echo Link. Good morning, Patrick. How was your weekend?
But it was too short. How about yours?
Yeah, same here. I wish I had a couple more days.
I know it was nice this weekend, though. Couldn't ask for a better weekend.
No, I would definitely won't complain about the weekend. I got to get out and smoke a ham, although I had to clean my smoker up. I don't know. I guess I left it on and it piled up the chips. So I had to clean all that up, cool it down because it got way too hot. Man, it was boiling smoke out of it. I'd never seen it do that.
One of those electric smokers, is that what you had?
So it's a pellet smoker, and I guess the little fire pot had already got too clogged up. I mean, it was time to clean it, but so apparently I left it on the smoke setting, which is right at 200 degrees, and it just... I think that low, and it was kind of cool or something at night. I don't know what the conditions were, but it basically just sat there and churned out all the pellets that it could, and it had a nice little pile all around the firebox. So when I finally fired it up yesterday, once it got those going, man, it was just a smoking. It was still cool for a while, but then when I went to crank the temperature up, that's when it actually caught on fire. So I had to let it go down and let it cool off, and then start taking it apart and cleaning it up.
DFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Ken. KO4CEF on Echo Link.
I just hope everybody had a good Easter and a long weekend.
Over here. I hope you did. You and Miss Susan.
Granddaughter spent the weekend, so we did stuff with her.
So they had a good weekend there. Kids started staying busy.
Four wheeler running again, and so they were out there in the field trying it out.
Out there riding it with them.
Small for me. 110.
110? That thing all year round like nothing. Used to have a little 50cc for my son, and get them wound up, they go along pretty good.
I mean, I rode it or whatever, you know what I mean, just to get it warmed up and everything. I got it kind of throttled back a little bit because neither one of them had rode before.
Where are y'all riding around next to your house, Ken?
Yeah, behind my house, a baseball field, but there's a field beside it between me and the ball field that they don't cut except a couple times a year, so they were riding it in the tall grass.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. I couldn't get my boys on a four-wheeler whenever they were little. My neighbor had one and offered to take them around, and they wouldn't do it.
Kids from Anderson, they love it. KN4TFW.
And the interstate's busy this morning. I guess if I had a three-day weekend, they all got out today.
KT, Bubble.
Brent Eric, KO4HGX.
KN4TFW.
And how you guys doing this morning? Happy Monday.
In here, Andrew.
I stepped on Echo Link. That's the downside.
Oh, well, good morning, Andrew, even if you're on Echo Link. Yeah, it's a pain sometimes, isn't it?
I tried to find the 12-volt fuse that was busted, and I was on my head up under the dash trying to find it, and that took all of about 30 minutes of me doing that and trying to get the foot shroud loose. But I just gave up. I figured it ain't worth it at this point, since I'll probably be turning it in a few weeks.
Andrew, are you going to get to another one, or are you just going to turn that one in?
For now, I'm going to turn it in, and we're getting the X5, so it'll be a little bigger. Although, I don't know. I'm tossing around the idea of leasing another one, either one like this, or I thought about the I4, which is the all-electric, but I'm not paying Davis $2,800 to put it in. Not that they wouldn't do a good job, but I think that's way too much money. Trying to find somebody else, see if they give me some estimates on putting in the new outlet, but I don't know yet. I'll just drive the truck a couple days a week and drive the X5 a couple days a week.
For HGX, he lives up in Inman, Eric, and I'm going to make a pit stop here, so I'll be out for a minute. KO4 HGX on the side.
Well, Andrew, there's a good guy I know down in, he's in Fairplay, so it's a pretty big haul. I don't know if he would come up all that way, but I'll dig up his number. His name is Eric Ropp. He's an electrician. I don't know how much he advertises, but he does really good work and really reasonable rates. So I'll try to get you his number if you want to give him a call and see if he'll come up there, because I'm sure he would not be $2,800 to put in a 1450 outlet.
Yeah, send me his number. I'll definitely give him a call. I'm trying to find somebody that would do it at a reasonable price. I mean, like I said, I'm sure Davis would do a good job, but, you know, they're a little more expensive than I would think. I figured if anything, it'd probably be about maybe $1,500 to $1,500. But when they say $2,800, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's just, it's too much money to install one outlet on the side of the house and then run the cable for it.
Outlets or the power box is on the opposite side from where you want the plug, right?
Yeah, so they would have to drop the cable either under the house or something, and it'd probably be maybe a 50-foot run, maybe a little bit longer, but, you know, they were talking about adding not a sub panel, but an access panel so they can run the wiring, and I think that was a little bit much, but I don't know. I mean, I run the power to my pool, no problems. I just dropped it through the floor. I went up under the house and drilled that out and then went through the cinder blocks for the foundation. I never had any issues, so I don't know why they wanted to add an access panel.
You know what you're doing, so why not just do it yourself?
The wife don't want me to do it myself because, you know, obviously it won't be up to code. It'll be just however I can get it out there. So she wants me to get somebody else to do it, so I agreed to that, you know, even though I know I could do the run, you know, 50 amp breaker's not too bad, it's just 2 gangs, so I don't know, it just make her feel better.
How much you have to do to comply with code, as long as you staple to the bottom of the rafters, and then you, as long as you have a disconnect box for it, it should be fine. Wall-mounted
EVSE. Yeah, I was just going to have them run the cable and install the outlet. That way I can pick out whatever charger I wanted to plug into.
Yeah, I think you might not need to have the disconnect if it's just an outlet. Yeah, just unplug the equipment to work on it.
So I wasn't going to plan one in, but like I said, that's why I was trying to find a certified electrician to do the work.
What I like about City of Shelby is that they don't require you to be a certified electrician to pull a permit. You have the same requirements to meet the code, but, you know, they don't care if it's an electrician or not that does the work. They just want to make sure it's done right. So I don't know if your jurisdiction can do that, but, you know, I did my own kitchen outlets. I did my own EV installation, the whole bit. And the inspector came out and said, yep, this is good. So I have my permits for it.
Yeah, I'd have to kind of look into it and find out, but like I said, it made the wife feel a whole lot better, so I'll probably end up having to pay somebody to do it. Like I said, I wouldn't mind somebody else doing it if it was between, you know, $1,000 to $1,500, but yeah, $2,800 was just a little too much to just charge a car.
Energy for your electricity?
Say that again, I missed the first part.
Are you on Duke Energy for electricity?
Yeah, roger that.
I know they have it in North Carolina. I don't know. Duke Energy Carolinas has a easy preparation rebate. And they'll rebate, I think, up to $1,100 towards the modifications that are needed to install an EV charger. So you might look and see if Duke has that in your area. I don't know if they have it in South Carolina, but I know they have it for me. I'm doing my socket. I'm actually having a guy put in an RV panel with a 1450 outlet, and they're going to give me, you know, the credit for that. So look into it. It might be worth it.
Yeah, unfortunately, in South Carolina, Duke Energy does not offer any rebates whatsoever for installing anything to do with EV charger. It's kind of crazy.
Advertise it. They send stuff in the mail. Oh, hey, you know, have an EV charger installed. We'll pay for it.
I mean, it wants to go up on their rates, right?
It just went from like 10.8 to 11.2 cents per kilowatt hour, but, you know, that's not terrible.
Iron, North Carolina probably pushed it so people would adopt EV chargers. Well, y'all, I'm here in the parking lot, so I'm going to start my hike on in the plant. Y'all be safe this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's spot.
Have a great day. 73s, be safe. Talk to you later. WTJKT.
73, Andrew. KN4GFW.
73, Andrew. KO4HKX.
Have a great day, Andrew. Take care. 84 ILS, Fort Pellet.
Good morning, Leon.
Talking power this morning. Bring out a great morning. Got about 4 miles down the road. Still hasn't hit my cell phone, and I left my drink sitting on top of the table. So I turn and I go back in to get them. Making me late.
It is Monday.
This won't be the indicator of how my week's gonna go, but I had a great weekend. Again, 19 more days, I'll be camping.
Estimated definitely is getting camper weather. Man, I saw somebody posted a picture of the road going into Gatlinburg. Man, that thing was just one big parking lot.
We went, right, Patrick? But, man, tell you what, when we came back, it's that time of year now. That's why you go early.
It wasn't that bad when we were over there, but I have seen it where it's hours to get from the interstate to the Pigeon Forge, and you ain't going that far.
They ought to, you think they'd put it like a bypass or something, you know, not, you know, a couple blocks over, alleviate some of that traffic. You know, we've got an I-85, so.
The weather. Finally getting warm.
This week.
Cool off later in the week.
Wednesday it's only going to be in the 60s, but then there's getting down in the lower 30s later in the week.
Friday morning when I got up, it was right at freezing then, and then Saturday it was just above it. It's just up and down. And then it was 60 this morning when I left the house.
The I-26 interchange, and it was definitely warm and sticky when I walked out of the house this morning.
For what, the mid-80s today, right?
That's it. Quick change, that's for sure.
To get the boat on the lake this past week, but another grandkid's been out of school for the Easter break, and never got the kids, so we never went. I kept putting it on pause. And it's never materialized. So now they're back at school, and the boat never got wet. KD4IOX. Yeah, I think I'm going to give up amateur radio.
Attention, upgrading. Congratulations on upgrading.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, I'm glad that is over. Damn, I get all in there. Trying to get it all in, understand it, pick up on it, and then once you pass, it's like, oh, what a relief. I can sit back and relax and still learn it, but learn at a much more gradual pace. From the math problems, or just you have to go on the basis of knowing you're not going to make all of them. So, just, you know, assume you're going to not make those. And make yourself where you scored good enough to where you're going to pass either way. For an extra class call sign. So, we'll see how that turns out.
Decide to change your call sign?
All that stress and fuss, I might as well display it somehow. Get the call signs. I only put in for three, so we'll see if they come up with one of the three. If not, I may try again later. He's really simplified that process. It's a little complicated to get into it, but once you know what button to click on to get to it, the form auto-imports all your information. You just put in the call signs you want, write your name, and submit it, and then turn around and pay your money.
Main thing they're wanting is that money.
Great, showing on my record later that afternoon. Left you, Patrick, got home and checked it. It was already there.
For ACX, well, that's good. Getting quick about things. That's not the typical U.S. government.
Government's got to do with that. I think that's for the VEC tie into it, KD4IOX. I heard you talk about the motorcycle there. A little 110cc, that's how we all started out in my family. Riding bikes, motorcycles, and even thought about riding a bike today. But, yeah, a lot of enjoyment. They'll love that.
Put it out on motorcycles, dirt bikes, and that's how we started out. They didn't think all they had in our day was the three-wheeler.
You got a good area out there to ride.
You can ride out there where I'm at, but I mean, it's a rectangle, but I don't know, it doesn't take that long to cover it on a motorcycle at all.
So much in the yard that the parents would get mad at us for putting ruts in the yard. There's thing riding that little motorcycle, the trees pass by. If you can avoid those, you're doing good. You gotta avoid all the other vehicles.
I don't think I want to ride one on the road. Never have. I don't think I ever will. Just can't get past all the craziness out here anymore.
What's the idea of selling mine? They actually offered me a decent amount of money for it. I'd let it go. Well, it's been a week since I've ridden it.
I'm going to have a good week this week to ride it. It's supposed to be nice this week.
How high is the 50s? Probably would have been the best day to ride it. Maybe tomorrow.
Morning to the group. KF4MUF. Patrick, Ken, Leon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jody. KF4HKX. Eric's out there also.
Good morning, Jody. KN4TFW.
KD4IOX. But I'm pretty sure that's Mr. Ken. Good morning. No, I'm sorry, Ken. Mr. Eric, good morning to you, KO4MUF.
You and Mrs. had a good weekend?
A very blessed Easter. It was a great, great weekend. And I hope yourselves were the same way.
Had a good Easter. So, enjoyed every bit of it.
Patrick, you get a chance later on today. Give me a ring, if you will.
Probably call you around lunchtime if that's all right.
Absolutely fine.
I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to all of you, and I hope every one of you have a great day and enjoy the beautiful weather today that we're supposed to have. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
Have a great day as well. W2JKT.
Patrick, have a great day. KD4IOX.
Down to the gate also, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day and look forward to catching you guys tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Have a great day and be safe. W2JKT.
See you again. Have a great day. Don't work too hard. KD4IOX.
Have a great day, Mr. Ken. KF4MUF. Mr. Leon, what you hauling today?
No, they put me on some new route that I'm kind of wondering if it's not an April Fool's Day thing. I normally do my normal run on Monday, so I done run a little bit late this morning, so it's going to be interesting to see. They got me, it's a 6 mile run from Greer to Duncan. First thing this morning. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive all the way into work just for this. So we're going to find out.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Hey, Gomer.
He recognizes that.
Yeah, we're telling our age, right?
But suppose you had a good weekend with your father for his birthday?
He had a good time. I don't know if I told you guys, but, you know, back in 76, he bought this Pioneer SX950 receiver, you know, AM, FM receiver, had a couple of phono turntable inputs, tape input, whatever, and a few years ago, you know, it was broken, so he gave it to me. So I actually, instead of fixing it, I sent it off to a guy who does full restorations on these things. And he did a full top-to-bottom restoration on it, replaced all the caps, all the transistors, polished all the metal, made the thing look brand new, like it came out of the box. So we gave that to him on Saturday, and he was just over the moon about that. You know, threw him right back to the days. And so, you know, we set up a couple of turntables we had with it, and, you know, he got to have fun this weekend playing DJ for my mom, you know, using this old receiver that he bought, you know, back in, you know, about... gosh, 40, almost 50 years ago. So that was a fun time.
Hey, that sounds cool, man. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, I like that. That is pretty cool there, Eric. I remember those Pioneer receivers. Those things are sweet.
Up in back in 1976 and 77, when it was new, it would still cost you about $600, which was a ton of money back then. So he laid out some coin for this thing, and you know, I definitely spent a little bit more than that in today's dollars to get it restored. But yeah, the thing is awesome. I mean, I remember the thing when I was a kid being in the house, and that's how we listened to music, was on that thing. So yeah, lots of memories with this thing. It's been in the family for, you know, almost 50 years now, and, you know, getting it running again was definitely a fun thing to do.
In high school, I graduated in 77, and I remember that. It was state of the art, man.
It was the way to go.
Here are techniques.
Those were techniques.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Turntable we were using, but I think it was late 70s, early 80s.
On the side.
This one actually had a light that was, you know, ran on the 60 hertz, and it would around the edge of the turntable, it had mirrors on the turntable itself, and so when you had it at just the right speed, you know, the things wouldn't move, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the optical would. That's what I was talking about. It had the mirrors on it. The little turntable's got mirrors on it, got a little light on there, and you make that thing where the appearance of the reflection is not moving at all, because it has little lines in it, and you make those lines stop moving, just be static right there. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
Peas, put them on the turntable, and kick back. Yep.
Atrocity box speakers, you know, have three little speakers in it. But they had a big old box. It was cool.
We used to, well, we go on a regular tour over here to the Habitat for Humanity resale store up there in Hendersonville. And they had a nice set of, they had Advent one time. They had a set of Bose. They had some classic speakers, man.
I'm thinking for a phone call, WTJKT.
I was at a yard sale one time, Leon, and I found a set of four Bose pods, the little double speakers that you could turn each way, you know, like for a surround system. I think I gave the guy $10 for all four of them, and that's what I use for my HF rigs, is those Bose speakers.
The sound reproduction on them.
The killer, man. GMC Denali, and that's what it's got in it. It's a complete Bose system.
That Eclipse, I
Eclipse car stereo. Man, that was the best car stereo I ever had. I still, if I could get one, get my hands on one, I'd get one.
Like that, you know, they come out now with the, it look like the old stereos, you know, the old twist-off stereos, but they're digital, you know, for the, you know, when they restore a car or something now.
I gotta see my, the speedometer on my motorcycle. It's the old style where it looks like an old car dash, but it's a actual LCD, the ports type. It's got the little needle that goes across. It's kind of retro.
Retro, man, that's cool.
I can't remember what year, 2013, 2008, one of those years, but... it's got the AM/FM cassette player in it.
I still remember when I bought my first cassette player. It got away from the old 8-tracks. Man, I thought I had something.
Yeah. Probably because his first 8-track player is GTO Judge.
Mine was in a 77 Chevy van. That was one of my first vehicles, man. That was my go-play van.
Oh, talking about the Chevy van, I know.
I listened to Eddie Rabbit more than did anything.
KD4ILX.
Yeah.
Today.
Some 64-inch pipe last week. I got to start backfilling it today. So we start now trying to get it backfilled up to grade by tomorrow so we don't get caught with that rain on Tuesday night.
Depending on that weather, got to hustle.
It's hard to explain to boys once in a while, but, you know, it's not a bad backfill. It's probably 8 to 10 feet, so it ain't, you know, three dump trucks and me on a truck.
Yeah, back.
Thanks.
Courtney was giving me a call and wanted to say good morning, so we chatted for a bit.
Yeah. Hopefully be down your way. I don't know. I can't wait to see what this run's going to do.
Surprise.
They took the truck that we had, I really liked, they turned it back in, and we've got this other one that I don't like so much. And that's where we're driving now.
Between the two.
They're saying models. Volvos, but this one here's got a little quirks in it. It's not half as smooth as the other one was. Oh, my goodness. That's... the other one, you hit the air brake and it would automatically switch it up into neutral. This one, they don't do that. They don't have any more. When I first started with this company, they had one that nobody wanted to drive. I drove it a couple of times. And, you know, I prefer not to drive it because I can't drink and drive at the same time, you know.
I so much prefer a standard over an automatic driving truck like that, because to me, you can control it better with the RPM and what it does.
I got one of the stops that I make, and it's automatic. Every time I got to swing the trailer around to get it to the dock, it's on a slope. But you know what those automatics do on a slope, and it's got that pause to it, and I always end up going in backwards before it kicks in, and it just drives me aggravated.
Time you'd be on somewhere like a little flat ground, you went to climb a hill or something, man, it just didn't have the butt to climb up that hill.
That's for sure. Take off a light, you're close to capacity, it's going to be a slow acceleration.
Looking at you, all you can do is shake your head.
Captain, I'm giving her all she's got. KD4ILX.
Okay. Any new toys coming out?
Say what they are.
Hey, sign that non-disclosure.
On our website and say coming soon.
Right, I'll do that.
Here, so let me go find out what the surprise is today. Y'all have a great day. Take care. Eric, drive safe. And Jody, full of holes with nobody in it. 73 all 84 IOX.
We will definitely do that. You take care out there. Be careful on the road. 73 is KF4 MUF.
Great day. We'll talk again soon. WTUJKT.
It looks like I'm about a half mile away from where I'm going anyway, so well, I got a chance. I'm going to say 73's to you, bud.
Hey, be safe out there. We'll talk again soon. This is W2JKT.